If you're a fan of this podcast
and want to keep this show going,
help support us on Patreon,
where you can unlock tons of great content like
early access to ad-free episodes,
behind-the-scenes clips,
extended cuts,
blooper reels,
bonus episodes,
and a chance to pick the game we play next.
Join our 1UP Mushroom League,
our exclusive DK Island Club,
or the Hylian Royal Family with the power of the Triforce.
Just head on over to patreon.com/thesuperswitchclub.
Link is in the show notes.
Yoshi!
Slippery's little raptor friend, looking for his tree. He is obsessed with his own joy, a quest to be happy. Attack with eggs or banzai drop? They tell me this was the cream of the crop. Benthamite theropods, with slippery shoes, the clumsy sods. A fruit buffet that never ends, a single path of minor bends. There's charm to be seen, on that you can be sure. But frankly, my patience went a little bit sore. Dinosaurs can't do hedonic calculus, or else they'd know that my joy was significantly less.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games, but I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club.
That's right.
A podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library.
G'day, it's Elise.
This is Keldranus.
This is Ben from Dragoon Effect.
It's Mike from Mike's Noted Let's Plays.
Hey folks, this is Brett from Skeleton House.
Hello, I am Douglas Gale from Podcast on Long Term Hiatus, hopefully back soon, and Podcasters Assemble.
I'm Jay.
And we're here to talk about Yoshi's Story for the Nintendo 64.
Here to talk about Yoshi's Story on the N64 today for the Super Switch Club podcast.
Super Switch Club, which you are listening to right now.
Today we're playing through our final speedrun game for the Super Switch Club's Season 6 season of speedrunning one game on each of the consoles available on the Nintendo Switch Online library.
This is the N64 episode of the speedrun season of Super Switch Club, Season 6.
So let me introduce you to Yoshi's Story for the Nintendo 64.
Yoshi! I'm here to talk about... I didn't write down the name of the game again.
This is Ben from Dragoon Effect, here with a short message about Yoshi's Story for the Nintendo 64. This game doesn't feel good.
Yoshi's Story is a 2D platformer. I guess it's a 2.5D platformer.
First off, there is no reason for anyone to play this game. Ever.
Don't play it.
Wherein you play as a Yoshi, who is first appeared in Super Mario World, I think.
So this is the first time I'm playing Yoshi's Story.
So my history with Yoshi is playing him in Mario Kart with my bestie on her SNES, and then playing him often on Mario Kart 64.
They were the little guys and the eggs, and you ride on them, and Mario like punches them in the back of the head, and they stick their tongue out, and they eat the apples and shit.
Otherwise, I never really got into Yoshi's story, like his origin story, not this game that we're playing.
Yoshi's Fruit Adventure. Yoshi and the Magic Tree. I don't know. It's a Yoshi game for...
We're playing an N64 game, the system where Nintendo made the jump to 3D with groundbreaking first-party titles like Super Mario 64, which launched the genre of 3D platformers, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Mario Kart 64, Wave Race 64. Many of these games were taking fan-favorite franchises into the realm of 3D game mechanics. So why bother with a 2D platformer?
So I first played Yoshi's Story in December of 1998. I was 11 years old, and me and my brothers got Yoshi's Story for Christmas that year.
Don't get me wrong, this era also saw some beautiful 32-bit and 64-bit 2D pixel art games. The Breath of Fire games for the PlayStation around this time are stunningly beautiful and make good use of this generation of hardware for purposes other than rendering many triangles.
I've seen it played before, though, so I know it's got, like, quite lovely, like, pre-render sprites. That's the main thing I can remember about it, is pre-render sprites and pulling someone's trousers down.
You can't convince me that this game chose 2D because the development team had a specific artistic vision.
They didn't lean into that aesthetic enough. I wish that was more front and center of this game, but I really love that.
We played the crap out of the game, mainly because we had maybe 4 or 5 Nintendo 64 games at the time.
The franchise has come a long way. Like, I loved playing Yoshi's New Woolly World or whatever it was on the Switch with my wife in co-op. That was a lot of fun. I enjoy the Yoshi's Island, whatever Super Mario World 2 subtitle is on the Super Nintendo. That game is fun. My wife and I have enjoyed whatever other Yoshi games there have been in this style on more modern consoles. Whatever one was on the Wii U, we played together and had a lot of fun.
The aesthetic is very much like a Paper Mario adjacent thing, maybe Cardboard Mario.
The art style is that of a teenage girl MySpace page, with sparkling animated GIFs of kittens and overuse of embedded HTML blink tags.
Everything looks sort of cut out in 3D. Some of the levels, it does stand out where you can see it looks like you're in little cardboard cutout things.
So Yoshi's Story was played over and over and over.
But this one's bad.
I'm going to have a go at playing it tonight while looking after this small passenger I've got. Got a baby, she won't sleep in cots, so, you know. Anyway.
This 2D shitfest launched on December 21st, 4 days before Christmas in 1997. And you just know that Nintendo execs were probably sitting at a board meeting the first week of October when someone said, "Oh shit. We don't have a first-party game scheduled for the Christmas rush." They then locked a team of developers not busy making better games in the basement and told them they had to crank out a Mario game by Christmas if they ever wanted to get out and see their families again.
It's a step back from Yoshi's Island.
And now, because we foolishly put our fate in the hands of voting internet strangers, we get to play this pastel-colored abomination.
So playing it again for the Super Switch Club was very nostalgic for me.
This is my first time playing Yoshi's Story, and I did get into it. And it went a little something like this.
I actually really like the music in this game.
There's a really annoying song, I'm sorry, but there's a really annoying song while it tells the story of what's happening to the Yoshis.
The opening, Nintendo! And the menu music is pretty cute.
It's weird!
I realize it's all kind of bad, but I have a lot of nostalgia for it.
It's very kiddie and catchy, but the tune stays the same in all the levels, I think. I feel like they just try and change the key instruments and maybe sort of remix it a little bit.
Over and over and over.
It's got this weird child sing-songy thing. Which I love, let's be clear. I love that.
And I don't know.
And it's like, it's bad in a very endearing way.
I wish there was more of that haunted, creepy child music.
Maybe if I was really small, but it feels babyish. What do you think? Okay. Oh, okay.
They probably should have got Daddy Kirkhope onto this soundtrack, and then it would really slap.
In this game, you play Yoshi, who I understand to be a Mario character.
First appeared in Super Mario World, I think.
I know this because I saw the Super Mario Brothers movie, where he looks like a little CGI dinosaur.
So Yoshi is like a dinosaur, except for he's not extinct.
I'm pretty sure that movie is not super accurate to the video games, but hey, that's my main source of Mario knowledge.
So is he's just a lizard guy? A bipedal lizard?
In this game, I think Yoshi's a dragon? A little baby dragon?
Can you be a dinosaur and not be extinct? Like,
Is that one of the criterias for being a dinosaur? Hold on. I gotta Google.
I really don't know.
Dinosaurs are a diverse group of reptiles. This is from Wikipedia. Of the clade Dinosauria. They first appeared during the Triassic period between 243 and 233.23 million years ago. MYA. I don't know what that means. Maya? Yeah? Million years ago. Oh, it's just an acronym.
Maybe he is a dinosaur. I don't know.
Although the exact origin and timing of the evolution of dinosaurs is a subject of active research. They became the dominant terrestrial vertebrates after the Triassic-Jurassic extinction event 201.3 million years ago, and their dominance continued throughout the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods.
But there's a bunch of them. There's a whole litter of Yoshis.
The fossil record shows that birds are feathered dinosaurs. Okay, so you don't have to be extinct to be a dinosaur. You can just be a bird.
I don't know much about this game, other than that you get to play as different colored Yoshis, and those are essentially your lives.
Six or eight multicolored Yoshis.
So if you run out of Yoshis, it's game over.
Having evolved from earlier theropods during the late Jurassic epoch and are the only dinosaur lineage known to have survived the Cretaceous Paleogene extinction event approximately 66 million years ago.
You get to pick which color Yoshi you want to be.
And I'm pretty sure you start with six Yoshis.
Pretty sure it doesn't really matter which one you pick.
So there's classic green, red, light blue, dark blue, yellow, and pink.
I always pick pink, aka bad bitch Yoshi, my favorite.
Dinosaurs can therefore be divided, this is the important part, into avian dinosaurs, birds, and the extinct non-avian dinosaurs, which are all dinosaurs other than birds.
And then later on, I found a bonus white one. Oh, and then I learned that there is a bonus black one, too.
At one point, I found a giant egg, and then I had like a, was it a black Yoshi, a dark blue Yoshi?
And these two can both eat the spicy peppers that the other Yoshis don't like.
And I thought the game said that they were stronger or something, and so then I alternated between that the new egg and then my bad bitch, Yoshi.
I might go back and play through and unlock the black Yoshi, but, you know, I'll let you know.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of Yoshis when you die in the game. You get to pick a different Yoshi.
You have to collect all the special hearts from every level to unlock the black Yoshi. How many hearts are there? Three hearts on each level. I don't think I ever got all three. I kept forgetting that I could sniff them out.
When you die in real life, you're all done picking Yoshis, my friend. So avoid that as much as possible.
So in that case, Yoshi not extinct. Therefore, Yoshi, he is a dinosaur. Therefore, again, Yoshi is a bird. Yoshi is a flightless bird. Yoshi is a ostrich.
Yeah, this game made me wonder, what is the collective noun for Yoshis? You know what I mean? Like Murder of Crows, Parliament of Owls, Flamboyance of Flamingos, one of my favorite collective nouns. What is the collective noun for Yoshis? It's probably like a tongue of Yoshis. If I had to throw one out there, if I get to nominate, that's what I'm nominating. Whew! Let's see.
So this game is all about the story. Book.
Yeah, Yoshi's story. It's like a storybook Yoshi game.
You start the game on page one of this pop-up book.
A pop-up book sort of dealy going on.
This game is centered around a book.
And it's not very good. I don't think it's like aged poorly. I think it's just always been not very good, but I just played it when I was like 6 years old and I played it a lot because I only had like, you know, so many N64 games.
So instead of levels, there are pages that we have to work our way through.
The level select screen when you start looks like an open page of a pop-up book.
The levels are pages, and there seem to be different sections in them.
Each page has a couple, sometimes like four options, for the level that we can do. And you can't go back and play all the levels on the one page on the same playthrough.
So page one has four levels. You pick one of those, and then you go on to page two. You don't play through the other levels.
Picking the levels is kind of neat, because I think it's based on like how many points you got in the previous level.
But I don't know, like if a page let you choose between one, two, or three, or four. Do you get to those later? If you start at one, will you always wind up through them, or is that for like playing the game again afterwards?
You have to finish the whole game and then go back and continue from page one and pick the level that you didn't do. I'm pretty sure. Is that right?
I honestly do not know.
Hang on, let me check. Yep.
It looks like I can pick multiple levels. I'm guessing, if I remember right, you do one level per thing, so you can have replay value there.
And depending on what collectibles you get in the levels, will determine how many levels are available to choose on the next page.
So I think there's 4 levels you can choose per stage. And then when you beat that level, you don't like go on to the next level of that stage. You just go on to the next stage entirely.
The levels you have done on each page are red and the ones that you haven't done are blue. So you can also check the trial mode options in the menu to see which ones you've done and which you haven't.
And since there's 6 pages, with 4 levels per page, you can only play through a quarter of the levels in a single playthrough.
So Scott was right. This game is going to be a nightmare to try and 100%.
So like there's level 1-1, level 1-2, level 1-3, level 1-4. But if you beat level 1-1, you just go to level 2.
I'm just going to go for all 1s. And we'll see how it is.
So I did all the dash 1 levels.
Because I suspect I won't be very good at this game.
So my favorite thing about this game is there is a practice mode. I love being able to practice and test out the controls before being shoved into a game. Like Spiral Mountain in Banjo-Kazooie. Practice mode lets you figure it all out first. Or you can just jump into the story mode on the first level and it eases you in pretty well anyway.
As far as gameplay, it's what you would expect from a 2D Yoshi platformer.
So, gameplay-wise, the gameplay's different from most other platforming games.
So what can Yoshi do? Well,
he can swallow enemies and spit them back out to strike things.
Yoshi controls terribly.
Okay, so straight off the bat, you can run.
He can run and jump, and then do a rut in mid-air to get a little bit higher and further.
He has the flutter jump if you hold down the jump button.
I was expecting the weirdness, which is Yoshi's double jump, because I played Smash. This season's full of a lot of Smash things, isn't it? Just thinking about it.
I quickly realized that Yoshi has the opposite jumping effect that Jumpman from DK does, because when Yoshi jumps forwards, he just keeps bloody going, even without his little run in mid-air action.
I don't feel like bonus bits are very fair when you've got such, like, sorry. I feel like I'm about to step on someone's childhood. But, the physics are bananas in this.
Like, I don't know what happened.
He can sniff out treasure, he can do a ground pound.
And he also has a ground pound move you trigger by pressing down when you're in the air. Unlike any other ground pound from any other game where you have to press a button.
And you can numb things up with your tongue.
And he can do a mem to eat fruit and Shy Guys, and then later on, bombs.
I don't know what I was expecting, but of course, yeah, of course you can do that.
It's just, and he feels, his run just feels all over the place.
Yeah, no, it just doesn't feel very tight. It feels very floaty. I mean, maybe that's intentional. It's very floaty. It's very slippery. It feels like you get punished for arbitrary things.
And if he eats fruit, he gets happy and it boosts his little health meter.
Which makes you lay Yoshi eggs.
And then you eat enemies and they turn into eggs. And I think you can throw the eggs.
That maybe are your siblings or maybe are your children. And you can throw the eggs as weapons.
Each enemy you swallow gets turned into an egg that follows Yoshi. So you can store up to several shots at a time, like holding ammo.
But I have to work out how I'm doing this. What's he doing it on Switch?
But if he eats Shy Guys, he turns them into eggs and he can use them as projectiles to shoot at other enemies or to pop bubbles that have items in them.
You can also use them to pop bubbles that are protecting fruit. And sometimes you can find more eggs in floating boxes.
Oh, and the eggs also break through boulders. So I feel like these Yoshi eggs are pretty universal, like the Kazooie eggs in Banjo-Kazooie. They were sort of the thing that they did the thing that you required at the time. Yeah.
And forget
it. They're magic. Magic eggs.
Ugh, it's not good.
Yeah, the way that, like, running momentum works and jumping momentum, it's all very slippery. Apparently those shoes that Yoshi wears, just they don't have, like, they must have, maybe they're born with them because the treads on them must be absolutely f***ing just smooth as a baby's bottom.
So I started on the tutorial and had a muck around with the controls. Works a treat on the N64 controller and was a little bit annoying on the normal Switch controller because there were too many buttons and several of them did the same thing. And then I just got confused and ended up like throwing eggs instead of like mlemming or jumping.
And I'm doing it with my GameCube controller. So we'll see how well this goes.
So the N64 controller is just, it really is so much easier to use when you're trying to play an N64 game. Just, yep.
It's not good!
I've died twice, and both have been to falling down bottomless pits.
I overshot jumps so many times and then fell down holes because he just wants to fly.
Yeah, just slipping and sliding all over the place.
He's actually a little bit hard to control. He just feels really floaty.
Because Yoshi is just so slippery.
It's not good. It's not good.
I'll get used to it. Probably. Maybe.
In this game, you eat fruit.
Yum, 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 yum. Eat all the fruit.
So your objective in Yoshi's story, you got to eat a bunch of fruit.
It seems the point is to eat all the fruit.
Now, your goal in each level is to collect 30 fruits. And there are 5 types of fruits available.
Go and find all the fruit to eat and eat it all.
Also, at the start of the level, you get a randomly selected lucky fruit.
And then you also roll at the beginning of the game for a lucky fruit. Maybe your lucky fruit, maybe all your Yoshis really like grapes.
Which apparently counts for more hearts, which makes Yoshi super happy.
So certain specific types of Yoshis like specific fruits, like yellow Yoshi. Dude, he f***ing loves bananas. Oh my god.
I got bananas. Ooh woo.
You have bananas, apples, grapes, watermelons, and then just melons.
But the fruit that all Yoshis love, no matter what, Yoshis love big melons.
But that doesn't matter because the best fruit is the melon. The melon is better than the lucky fruit. It is better than the favorite fruit. It is just better.
And then Yoshi gets really happy because he ate lots of fruit, which is fine. That makes sense. Kind of a bit hungry.
Our health meter is a happy flower. And if we get hit by enemies, we lose some petals and the flower gets really sad.
Quick thing I've noticed, like when you're on like basically zero health, this music gets so sad and slow. It's not, you know, it goes from like happy sort of scar-ish, you know, and it's just so slow.
And there's always exactly 30 melons per stage, so you can go through the entire game getting nothing but melons, but I wouldn't recommend it. That's what I did for this playthrough. And I hope that no one else put themselves through that because it was honestly kind of painful.
And if we die, the Shy Guys just carry us away to Baby Bowser's castle and I suppose we just get imprisoned.
But some parts of this game don't make sense to me. Like when you die, these like flying steampunk bird demons with goggles and propeller hats pick you up and fly you away to some sort of gothic castle in limbo, which never comes up again in the game. I don't know what that is.
Varax gave me a heads up on how to get the Yoshis that I lost back. So that was really handy. Thanks heaps for that. Because watching the Yoshis get carried away crying by the red Shy Guys when you died, it was just devastating.
But hey, whatever. Yoshi's Fruit Adventure. That's what you get.
But yeah, so far charming.
Game Pass is the only Game Pass podcast being recorded from the bowels of a secret bunker under Microsoft's campus by two hosts who are being forced to play every game on the Game Pass service in alphabetical order. Join Doug and Ryan as they play games, avoid doing any actual work, and navigate the high-stakes minefield that is corporate America. Game Pass. It's a Game Pass podcast.
Do you like video games? Of course you do. Do you believe people should have positive mental health? Also, of course you do. Then come join me on Dragoon Effect, an audio-only Let's Play podcast that cares about your mental health. Come listen as I play through games like Alan Wake, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, Doki Doki Literature Club, and talk about my life and my mental health and encourage others to do what's best for them. And talk about it openly. We hope to see you soon.
Hey folks, my name is Brett and I'm one of the hosts of Skeleton House, an audio-only Let's Play podcast where my two friends Jess...
What is happening? Oh my god!
...and Steve...
Even he looks spooked.
...play through video games and I edit them, add context, and act as your eyeballs. Also, we have a cat.
Come check us out at skeletonhouse.buzzsprout.com or look up Skeleton House on your favorite podcast app or your least favorite podcast app. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
So the story in Yoshi's story.
Out of the blue, the island fell, darkened by an evil spell. The blink of an eye was all it took, and the island became a storybook. The super happy tree vanished too, and the once happy Yoshis began to stew.
I think the point of this game is that you're trying to make a tree happy?
The Yoshis on Yoshi's Island have this super happy tree.
The text keeps saying something about making the tree happy.
Which is a tree that grows a whole bunch of different fruits on it that all of the Yoshis love to eat.
Only baby Bowser could be so mean to ruin the happy Yoshi's dream. The island had paid an awful cost, for the super happy tree was lost.
And this tree gets stolen.
Elsewhere on the pop-up aisle, some Yoshi eggs survived the trial.
And the Yoshis are all placed under a curse.
The Yoshi eggs in that nest would soon face baby Bowser's test.
Except for a handful of Yoshi eggs.
One by one, they began to hatch. Six little Yoshis, a perfect batch.
Which hatch into baby Yoshis.
They scratched their heads and looked around. Some even tried to pound the ground. Sadness darkened every Yoshi's face. It should have been a super happy place.
You're rescuing a tree?
They quickly saw the problem at hand required a cunning Yoshi plan. If we grow super happy, the Yoshis thought, we'll spoil Bowser's evil plot. Their mission then was crystal clear. They had to go and spread the cheer. And so it was, they all agreed, to rescue the super happy tree.
You might also be trapped in a book, I think. Some sort of off-screen witchery happened that got you trapped in a storybook.
They set out to follow the trail of fruit to find out where the tree had taken root. One Yoshi wondered, as he bounced, if baby Bowser could be trounced. We'll stay together, the others cried, and stomp his baby Bowser hide.
I did play this game. I swear I played this game, but I really don't know what the f*** is going on.
By eating fruit and having fun, the deed would surely soon be done.
To get the super happy tree back and save all of the other Yoshis.
And so the Yoshi's quest began, to find the tree and save the land.
And surprise, surprise, did not read the manual.
So I started with world 1-1, which I assume most people will start with.
So level 1-1 isn't the most interesting thing. It's just kind of like it's cute because like stuff is a cardboard cutout kind of because it's a storybook, you know?
So after running around in the tutorial mode for a little bit, I head into page 1 and I just went into level number 1. So let's get started.
All right. Your first page, first world is grassland, sunny skies and shit. It's, you know, video game default biome. It's just pleasant.
Everything in this world looks like it's kind of stitched together like a quilt. It's really quite cute.
When you start the first level, there's this rectangle of dots framing the center of the screen. It kind of looks like when playtesting a Unity game in the editor, and you leave the debug rendering on for the camera bounding box. While I later figured out what this was, it didn't help the impression I was getting that this was a low-quality game.
I read all of the little cloud boxes that give you all the hints, because that's what they're there for, and I need all the hints.
But you just kind of run along a path and there are some shy guys that you eat.
I think if you just came in here without doing the tutorial, you'd absolutely be fine.
It's pretty easy if you're not trying to get all the melons, because most of the melons are hidden in secret spots that you have to ground pound the ground to get. Most of those are in the last section with Poochie.
And there is also a guy.
Eventually, you reach an elephant.
An elephant guy?
Or maybe an anteater.
The first real hurdle in this game for me was that dang elephant that wouldn't let me get past it.
With a stop sign you can't jump past.
The pachyderm in here was annoying and kind of pointless.
Who holds up a sign that says, hey, get the f*** out of here?
The info box you can hit tells you to give something special a try.
And then when you're 6 years old, you're like, what the f***? How do I defeat this boss? What can I do here? Nothing is working.
What the hell does that even mean?
And surprise, surprise, did not read the manual.
And then when you're an adult human being, you just press the buttons on the controller and then ground pound. And then he falls over and you're like, all right, later, idiot.
In the first level, you have to ground pound a dude with a sign to knock him over and then run back and go down an alternate path to sneak around him.
And it took me forever to figure out that he had a ground pound, something probably very much spelled out in, again, the manual that I did not read.
I don't remember what I did to get around him. He's standing in the path holding a sign, and you can't go past him. And I don't think you could jump over him. So I think I did a ground pound to make him fall over.
Because if he's upright, he'll just keep blocking you.
I have to look up online that you need the ground pound in front of him to make him fall over so you can jump over him.
And then I either jumped over him or I backtracked and went down the path underneath him.
But like half the time I'd run back and I'd get ready to, you know, go down, and Yoshi would just be like, okay, I'm going to lay down on the ground. It's like, no, take the other path.
I don't know.
That's fine, whatever.
Goddamn, this game is stupid.
I did make friends with a dog, though, so that was cute.
If you free Poochie by ground pounding the stake, he will run, and every so often he will very briefly stop and turn around and bark, and then continue running.
He took me to one of those big special huts, so that was nice.
And every place where he stops, there is something buried in the ground that you have to ground pound to get. Every single time.
Throughout the levels, there are these sleeping creatures that become warp points if you jump on them to wake them up.
I found out later on in that area that if you ground pound when sniffing for treasure, it has to be pixel perfect. So Yoshi does this cute little sniff, and when he's close to something good, like treasure or a heart, he'll sniff a lot faster and he'll do like a little dance, but you have to be perfect on the spot that you ground pound, or it won't trigger. So that was fun.
There are also a bunch of fruit trapped in these indestructible bubbles throughout the level.
This level just has a few different paths, either up or down, that you can take. There's nothing too crazy. There's a melon-carrying race where you get a real Skyward Sword pumpkin-carrying vibes, because it's the same thing, but worse.
Eventually, I reach the end of the level, and that's just it. The level doesn't end. I don't move on to the next level. I'm just standing there at the end of the level with nowhere to go. It's at this point that I realize that box of dots around the screen has slowly been turning into a box of fruit that I've eaten.
Yeah, and so you just have to eat fruit.
So the aim of each level is to eat 30 fruits.
And then once you eat, what is it, like 30 pieces of fruit, you move on to the next level.
And once you eat 30, that's the end of the level.
I kind of like that, where if you want to, you can explore every nook and cranny and try to get... squeeze every point out of the level possible.
So I backtrack through the level, making sure I got all the fruit, and after getting all the fruit that is not trapped in those indestructible bubbles, I'm still like 6 pieces short.
I don't know if there's an end to the levels, like a flag that you slide down in Mario, or if there are bosses waiting at the end, because I always just ate everything and went to the next page.
And now it took me way longer than I'm proud to admit to realize that you can pop those bubbles by shooting eggs at them. I mean, I should have known, man. Just egg it and forget it. We learned this back when we played Banjo-Kazooie.
Egg it and forget it.
I fell down a hole in level one, though, and I lost my red Yoshi. So I busted out yellow Yoshi, and we finished off level one.
I finally fill up the frame of fruit, and we are on to the next level.
Or you do like me, and you just race through Goblin of Fruit and move on.
Level one, I got 1,909 points. Okay, let's turn that page and go on to the cavern.
Now, the second level is where I probably deviated from most other people.
I went into Blarg's Boiler.
Level 2-1 is the Bow and Dragon Pit.
Now, the next level is inside a cave that now features dragon skeletons you have to ground pound twice to beat and get by.
The second page after your sunny, bright... happy default biome, now you're in a hellish landscape of bones and fire, so the tone really shifts.
I chose to go for level 2-4, which is kind of like a sewer level with lots of pipes and stuff going on.
It's the underground level. It's after you enter the pipe at the end of 1-1 in Super Mario Brothers.
I decided to start this level with the yellow Yoshi. I have no idea if there are benefits to the different colored Yoshis, but I'm just going to try and play them all because they're cute.
So just on the second level, I lost a Yoshi to bottomless pit.
Yellow got carried away with a jump and I landed in the lava. So yeah, light blue's turn now.
Difficulty ramps up a little bit. Took me a moment to kind of adjust.
Oh, there was a lava monster in here that I could shoot one egg at and he died. So that was easy. And I also found one of those special hearts in here, so cool.
Other than that, it's some basic and easy platforming until I get to an impassable wall of blocks that I can't destroy with eggs.
So Blue Yoshi touched the lava and died in here, so I guess the lava is instant death, or maybe I hadn't fed Yoshi enough snacks yet. Either way, it's Green Yoshi's turn.
The bone dragon, I admit, got me a couple of times.
Green Yoshi died too. I ran into some kind of ghost monster while I was dodging fireballs. So now it's Dark Blue Yoshi's turn. This Yoshi died too. I don't remember how. It just seems I'm bad at controlling them.
I wasn't really doing rewinds or save states, and so I had to start the game over again because the Bone Dragon burned through all of my tongue of Yoshis.
I swear I'm not actually that bad at playing games. I just seem to struggle with the games that we play on here.
It's at this point that I realize I don't have to keep playing this. I'm an adult who is in charge of his own time, and I don't have to waste it playing bad video games. So I turn off Yoshi's Story and play some Final Fantasy VI Pixel Remaster instead, and actually enjoy myself for a while.
Alright, so it's Pink Yoshi's turn. That didn't go well. I got a game over.
And I kind of was curious to see what would happen. I really wanted to know what was going on in that Limbo Hell Castle.
I killed all of my Yoshis.
But didn't find out, just got a game over screen, started over, started using save states, and game got a lot easier after that point. The only difficulty there was remembering to create a save state.
Okay, let's start over, shall we? This time in the cavern, I tried the Bone Dragon Pit, and I had a lot more success.
Yeah, so, I don't know, there's bone dragons here. You shoot them in the face with eggs 3 times, and they f***ing die. And you eat fruit, and then get the f*** out, because it's Yoshi's Story.
So the level is basically a giant maze with water that runs down pipes and weird ghost things that create bridges and blockades at random in different places.
This level was pretty cool. I got some real fun Bowser's Castle vibes with the lava pits. Like father, like son, I guess.
Ba-na-ba-na-na-na. Except he doesn't play that music.
I do miss the Bowser Castle songs, though. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The music in here kind of has that sand level from Mario 64 kind of feel to it, though.
And in the course of collecting all of the melons in the stage, you basically have to loop through different areas multiple times.
So in this level, I just killed some bone dragons, I ate a lot of snacks, I found the dog who barked at me and led me to a heart, I grabbed some fruit that was floating down on a dandelion, I fell down a hole, I came back as Green Yoshi, I found the white shy guy, who, he's pretty special, big fan of that guy. I'll get to him later.
And there's one section that has a whole bunch of vines hanging from the ceiling. And you can swing across the vines, and your reward for doing so is actually a Yoshi egg. And if you collect it and then finish the level without dying, you get a black Yoshi.
I ate some more snacks and a couple of bees. That seemed mean.
Oh, no, not the bees!
I didn't really like eating the bees.
Not the bees!
The bees were really cute. But I did find some rocks and I threw eggs at them and that broke the rocks because the eggs in this game are more powerful than the eggs in Banjo-Kazooie. And I got through that level pretty easy. And I still didn't find a boss. I only realized towards the end of my game, of the whole game, that I had just been eating all of the fruit as quickly as I could to get all 30 and then move on. So I never made it to like the very end of any of the levels. I only ever fought one boss. So I guess that's a really unique way to play a game. Just avoid the bosses completely. So when I get into page 3, I'm going to select the white shy guy and get Blue Yoshi back from the dungeons. Because that's what he does. So if you find the white shy guy in your levels and you have to finish the level with him, he'll follow you around like he's an egg. And then he'll be in the start menu for you to select. And when you select him, he runs off to Bowser's dungeon and brings back the Yoshi that died in your previous game. How f***ing cool is that? That is like the coolest way to get an extra life. I really love that. That's so cool and unique. Anyway.
On to a third level, I guess.
After the sewer level, we move on to
level 3-1 is cloud cruising.
Page 3.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a cloudy level, which is absolutely adorable. Everything's all fabric-y.
Didn't like the cloud world that much. That's page 3.
It looks like Kirby's Epic Yarn or that crochet Yoshi game they did.
On page 3, I selected level 3-2, which turns out to be like a tower made of what look like toy blocks.
We're on to page 3, and I'm going to head into number 2, Tall Tower.
It's got springs that you can use to bounce up the tower.
Okay, this level design is pretty cool. It looks almost like a mix of patchwork and like wooden building blocks. It's a nice little chilled out 2D version of, what is it, TikTok Tower in Mario 64 or whatever that level was called. There are chickens in here and I ate them and turned them into eggs. So I guess we know what came first now. There were too many chickens and I couldn't lick them all up fast enough. They are like homing chickens and they just kept coming for me.
Once you get up to the top, there is this area where you jump on what looks like a leaf.
Where there are flying eels.
In this level, we get to leaf surf.
It's absolutely adorable, but it's full of snakes that can f***ing do one.
Those f***ing snakes. There's these flying snakes that you jump on.
And you ride it like a surfboard, surfing through the air.
That when you jump on them, they change the direction in which they're flying. Maybe they start flying up, you jump on them, they start flying down. Maybe they're flying to the left, you jump on them, they start flying to the right.
And then they change direction, and it's fine. It's not a bad mechanic.
You jump on them, they change the direction, and normally they change the direction in a way that's like, well, now I'm going to fall off the snake. So I'll jump back on it, and then it changes its direction back, so you can't, like, reliably move them around. What a bunch of bollocks that is.
It took me a couple of goes to work out the controls to sort of keep the momentum to keep going fast.
But it just took me a while to figure it out, and boy did I fall off those things repeatedly.
But once I got the hang of it, gee, that was fun.
It's a little bit finicky. I fell off these f***ers a couple times.
Repeatedly.
I'm swearing a lot for chatting about a kids game.
This level ended with a fun leaf surfing race.
And it's in this level that I got the second secret Yoshi egg, which lets you get a white Yoshi.
I like the little fun added challenges they have in each level. There's always something different in each level for you to do, like the leaf surfing, or there's some like running on boulders, or there was springs that you had to jump up in one of the levels. Was that this level? Might have been this level. Anyway, there's always something fun. I really like that. I like games that think outside the box and don't just put elevators or steps or something like something similar or like a cannon. This adds just a nice little fun element to it. And I keep forgetting that this game has points because there are coins in here too, but it's not like you get to spend them for anything. And I think if I eat more of one fruit, I get more like more bonus points. I don't know. I just never play points-based games, so I never think to look or try for scores. Oh, well.
Okay, so I did what appears to be a boss, which was just a big cloud with shoes, and the way to beat the boss was to eat him. And just go nom 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 and go into some kind of happy food coma. It's charming, but it's a bit, yeah. Is this a baby game? Is it actually a baby game? Answers on a postcard.
And then I finally met my first boss, Invisio. He goes transparent. Shocking.
At the end of that cloud level, there's a thing called Cloud and Candy.
There's also a boss fight here against a guy made out of clouds or cotton candy.
And I can still see his little outline, though. So I eat up the chickens that are just floating around, and then I turn them back into eggs and then throw them at him.
And to defeat him, you mash the eat button and he dies in like 3 seconds.
Which was very adorable. Very mean, and apparently very tasty.
So the boss I fought was a ghost that flew around.
Then you insert the gamer rule of three here, and boom, you're done.
And you just had to hit it with eggs.
First boss, done and dusted.
Honestly, it was really easy.
Page 3, I got 2,193 points. Alrighty, we're on to page 4.
Now for page 4, the jungle.
Jungle level, did not care for this page at all.
4-1 is Jungle Hut.
I went to Piranha Grove.
And we're going to go to level 3, the Piranha Grove.
Which is a level that's full of a whole bunch of different kinds of piranha plants.
So I didn't find the white shy guy in the last level, so Green Yoshi has got to stay in the dungeon for another level. Sorry, buddy. But I did find a large white egg in the previous level, which I forgot about. And I just carted that around with me for the remainder of the level. And then when I started this one, there's a white Yoshi on my select screen. So I guess I caught myself a new Yoshi. That was cool. I'm going to pick him and see what a white Yoshi is capable of.
This level is almost like an open world level, kind of. There's like 3 huts you got to go to and you got to eat a bunch of fruit.
The page for this level is kind of scary.
One of them has a couple chain chomps. One of them has a couple of shy guys on stilts. And then there's one full of spiders, I think.
So each of the pages, when you enter each page to then select your level, it's a pop-up. And in this one, the pop-ups are these big, quite scary piranha plants. This is a bad book.
There are some that fly that have Yoshi tongues and try to eat you. And if they do, you lose all of your eggs and you get shrunk. There are some that just grow in your way and you have to use eggs to kill them to get past them.
When I did my jungle level, there were shy guys who are just the only shy guys who you can't just eat straight away and who don't react to getting an egg in the face with no indication of what you do. It's things like that. There's chucking new challenges at the player. So like the environmental hazards are actually like besides the bottomless pits, but the environmental hazards are quite good and quite intuitive. But like doing things like that, chuck a random enemy type, which every way that the game has conditioned you to approach things, you know, the game has conditioned you to approach enemies in a certain way, and just didn't work. So I just like skipped over them.
I just raced around trying to get all the fruit as soon as possible and get out of there.
So in this level, the piranha plants, they eat you and they turn you really small. It's pretty adorable. An extra tiny Yoshi. It's only for a few seconds, though, but still.
This level really highlighted to me some of the shortcomings of this game that are shortcomings for me. It's clearly the mechanic of the game.
Also, this music in this level, it's got a really funky, like, jazz rap feel to it. I kind of like it.
Your weird, long, swoopy jump that you can do, half, like, flying for a second, and then the skittiness of Yoshi. I just didn't care for that, and it makes platforming harder. I kind of like more precision-y platforming, not this kind of nonsense.
So this level has some balls that you can run on the top of to move around the stage. It lets you roll over gaps and kill any bad guys.
It's fine when you have big platforms and more room.
I did find the white shy guy in here easily, so that was cool. I think maybe the dog told me. I don't remember.
The jungle level, though, really is, it's challenging. It's trying to, you know, make you have a more difficult time for your enjoyment. And for me, not so enjoyable.
I ate more tasty snacks. I spent way too long trying the melon carrying. Why is it so hard? I may not have realized that I could kill the plants before doing the melon carrying race in this level. I thought they would just respawn. Okay, that's my bad.
Fell off a lot, kept sliding off of platforms.
We can ride some little lifts here up into the clouds for more snacks. It's all pretty easy. The levels are all pretty similar. They just have a different background. So, you know, I ate everything before I found any other bosses. So off we go.
But other than that, it's not a particularly interesting level. It's fun, but it just doesn't really stand out.
So was very glad to leave the jungle level behind.
Page 4, I got 1,701 points.
Da, 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 da.
Okay, we're on to page 5, and we're going to go to level 2, lots of jellyfish, because why not?
5-1 is lots of jellyfish.
Right, I'm in an underwater level with lots of jellyfish.
The white shark guy brought green Yoshi back for me, but I'm going to take pink out for a swim.
Page 5, the ocean.
The ocean level? I was prepared to hate the ocean level.
All right, Yoshi, let's see your swim mechanics.
It's Echo the Dolphin.
How'd you go to swimming and be even more f***ed fucking slippery. Is water resistance just not a thing?
But, not bad. Not bad.
And hey, look, there's lots of jellyfish in here. Shocking.
Are dolphins dinosaurs? Because weren't dolphins around? Hold on.
Are Yoshi's naturally aquatic creatures? Because he doesn't need to breathe. We're not in, like, a Sonic the Hedgehog situation.
So, Yoshi seems to be able to breathe underwater, so that's pretty awesome. And he can just sit on the floor when you're not moving.
Apparently, you're a dragon that can breathe underwater, so good on you, Yoshi.
I ended up playing Shy Guy's ship, which I believe was 5-4, and I ended up having a lot of fun with that.
Did dolphins live with dinosaurs? No, dolphins did not live with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs went extinct about 65 million years ago. And the earliest known ancestors of dinosaurs lived about 30 million years ago. What about sharks? Didn't sharks live with dinosaurs?
This level has some nice beachy tunes in here, even if this level is just full of death.
For most of the level, there's this pirate ship in the background that is just constantly shooting bombs into the foreground. And you can pick them up and use them as eggs, but if you don't do it quick, they explode and can damage you.
The swim mechanics are pretty easy. You just steer where you want to go.
You're a little slippery still, swimming around.
But just one kick, and it's like...
You don't have to, like, press go or stop or fast or slow. You just forwards and backwards, up and down, where you go. Easy.
Go miles. Absolutely mad. The hell's going on?
You still skid in the water, basically, where you stop moving the joystick, but you move forward a little bit.
Just, who can swim like that? I wish I could. One kick, get most of the way home.
So that takes a little bit of getting used to, but otherwise it wasn't that bad. There weren't a whole shit ton of enemies in there.
The homing jellyfish in here are a little bit annoying, but I can steal snacks out of the middle of them, so that's fun.
And there are cannons that fire bullet bills.
Sharks are ancient creatures that evolved long before dinosaurs lived on land. They have survived 5 global mass extinctions, each of which wiped out more than 75% of animal species. Dude, that's badass.
And this level was pretty cool. It's like a cool little maze full of snacks and jellyfish. The only annoying thing was this, like, trumpet fish that's been held together by split pins. And he just chases you around and makes it a little bit hard for you to avoid if you get sort of stuck in a maze. But I didn't die in here, so it's all fine.
You had to eat fruit out of the ass of a jellyfish, which is a very strange choice for a video game. But hey, good on you, Nintendo, keeping it weird. I love you. Love you to death.
I ate some Mario fish and turned them into eggs in here, but I can't throw eggs underwater, so that seemed a bit pointless. The coolest thing about this underwater level, though, was there are Shy Guys in submarines. F***ing cool as. And I do like how the music gets really slow and sad when your health gets low, like a battery dying or an old cassette tape that's been played too many times.
But we know sharks aren't dinosaurs because sharks are not birds. Yeah.
And I complete yet another level without fighting any bosses.
Yeah, that's the ocean.
Again, it's a fun level. Other than those couple of gimmicks, it doesn't really stand out. It's kind of how most of the levels in this game feel.
All right, page 5, I got 1,926 points. And I'm almost at the end of the book. I'm onto the last page.
Page 6, the final level.
I've got Mecha Castle, Lift Castle, Ghost Castle, or Magma Castle.
Castle? This is where I'm pretty sure you don't... Either I didn't do it, or you don't get to these other parts of the pages.
Okay, so I just did the Mech Tower. I think that's the route I took.
I couldn't decide which level to choose for the last page, so I just closed my eyes and, like, flicked the control stick around and just pressed go. So I actually don't know where I am.
Level 6-1 is Mecha Castle, which is a castle full of knives.
I picked Yellow Yoshi again for the last page, and I walked into this level blind.
I chose Castle 1 Mechanical. It's fine. There's some, like, little traps and stuff, some swords that pop out of the ground.
I chose 6-3, which is the Ghost Castle. So it's full of booze.
I have come across some large hammers that I can jump on, and you make them swim back and forth, and that lifts up a log that was blocking our path forward.
There are blind ones that can detect if you make sound. There are some that turn into blocks when you're looking at them. There are some that just become transparent when you're looking at them. There are teeny tiny ones that
swarm at you.
Lots of weird traps. Once again, only die to bottomless pits out of nowhere.
So it seems that this level is going to be a little bit more interactive. I like that.
But yeah, it's fairly straightforward. You find your 30 fruit, you're done and you're done.
And this level was pretty funny.
This is the first level where I actually used save states, because there are these moving cogs and I tend to panic jump a lot in games, which is really bad. And this game is no exception.
It was pretty interesting throughout. You have to go through a number of loops to get through the level.
If you just run back up the cogs, you can just, you know, run back up the cogs. So after reloading my save states like 3 times, I figured this out and it made things a lot easier.
There are keys that you have to collect to open doors.
There is a fun rolling log that actually rolls towards the screen or away from the screen rather than just to the left and the right. And it means that Yoshi falls either behind it or in front of it. I don't think any of it mattered. Like, he didn't die, but I don't know. I just thought those little mechanics were kind of fun. Oh, I just found out I am in Mecha Castle. I paused it and the paused screen told me.
I really feel like this would have done a lot better because it's so about exploring the route and so on. Would have been done better without that, honestly. I think I would encourage more exploration. It got to the point where I ended up just, like, skipping over things, potentially, because I didn't want there to just be a random bottomless pit that you just can't see. Field of view isn't that amazing.
After the game was over, I popped back in and I chose Castle Ghost, and it was different. It was a different thing that I know I did not encounter doing the mechanical part of it. So I really do not understand the structure of this game, which again, probably on me for not reading the manual.
It's actually probably the most interesting level just gameplay wise, which I think is fitting for it being the final level of the game, at least for my playthrough.
This level was pretty fun. I liked the cogs and the hammers. There's some swords that like shoot across the ground and try and stab you and then try and slice you and chase you around. But everything, again, is pretty easy to avoid or to jump over.
That said, I think games should be a little bit self-explanatory. A little bit.
It's got more lifts, all of that usual stuff.
Should make a little bit of sense while you're in there, but fine, whatever.
I think I actually sniffed out some snacks or some coins in here because I started remembering that I could sniff out treasure, but I probably didn't get any of the hearts. I did eat all of my fruit like a good little Yoshi, and oh my goodness, Baby Bowser is here.
And then we get Baby Bowser.
And then the final boss of this game, I always thought this was weird, even as like a very young child.
After you're done with the castle level, you face Mini Bowser, Bowser Jr.
The final fight of the game, the final boss.
Baby Bowser?
What have we got here? Mario's little pet. I have pets too. Let's all play together.
Because you fight Baby Bowser.
Is it a young Bowser from a previous point in time? Is it Bowser's daughter?
And you gotta, you throw eggs and shit at him.
Really don't know what's going on.
Play nice now, you wimpy pet. I hate guests that throw ba-bombs at my ceiling.
I wonder if maybe we should throw some ba-bombs at the ceiling.
He pretty much projects to you what you're supposed to do, throw shit up in the air, knock stalactites down on him, and...
Oh, good God, Slimer is in here. Like Slimer from Ghostbusters, but he's all stretched.
Whatever was happening, Bowser is riding these giant flying green sperms.
Okay, so in this final boss battle, Baby Bowser rides the long Slimer, and bombs drop from the air and float down on little parachutes, and the ceiling is made up of big spikes that seem pretty dangerous to be near while you're flying around.
But in the boss fight arena, there's the happy tree, which is the objective of the game.
There is also a little tree here with fruit on it too for healthy snacks.
We have to rescue the happy tree.
So if the bombs blow you up, you've got health.
But it's pretty simple because it's forgiving.
There's the super happy tree sitting in the room.
Which means you just have invulnerability because you can just eat all the fruit off it. And then also like spawns like a 100% super heal.
Because there's a tree there that keeps popping up fruit and one of those like mini hearts that makes you temporarily invulnerable. So, you know, that makes it a lot easier to cut through this.
So the fight has like zero challenge.
I love a boss fight with lots of easily accessible health.
I mean, it felt more like a boss, but it felt like a first boss. Like I said, I think this might be... I mean, it's embarrassing. I died a lot if it turns out that this is intended for, like, my kid's age. Not this one that I've got on me. I don't think a newborn could work the controller. I mean, like my firstborn. She's about 4. She can't read, though, so I feel like you'd need a grown-up to help you read the things. Also, she'd find it annoying that she'd get hurt, so maybe not. I don't know.
And there are these giant spikes on the roof that you can shoot to try and drop them on Baby Bowser's head to do damage.
The bomb throwing took me a couple of goes to get right, because the bombs fall down, and then they walk. They don't explode when you throw them. They only explode when their little timer runs out. So you have to time it right to throw them at the spikes on the ceiling and not just hit the slimer that Baby Bowser is riding. So if you hit the roof, a couple of spikes will fall down and hopefully land on Baby Bowser, and he'll fall to the ground. And from there, I licked up some more bombs that were walking around, and I threw them at Baby Bowser while he was down.
And then he drops down and he starts attacking you on the ground, jumping around and spitting fireballs at you.
Then once he's on the ground, throw more shit at him.
And you have to hit him 3 more times, and then you win the game.
Boom, 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 done, done, done.
So the game of rule of 3 applies here as well. So we hit him off the slimer 3 times, and he'll taunt you with a, "I'm the king, you dino guy. I'll smash you now, so say goodbye." So I'll just throw some more bombs at you before he can body slam me, and we're done.
Not that bad. It's a little annoying, but easy to do. The goddamn platforming in the jungle level for me was a lot harder than this fight.
Yeah, this hurts. I hate you, puny yachties. I'll give you back your super stupid tree. Besides, its fruit tastes rotten to me.
So yeah, eventually you take down Bowser 2, Bowser Jr.
Some shy guys carry him away, crying.
And then those demon birds with the propeller hats. The steampunk demon birds fly away and take him off to the limbo castle in hell.
Did we just kick him out of his own castle?
Anyway, we beat Yoshi's story and we go, hooray, we saved the happy tree. Now the Yoshis can be happy again.
Oh man, I just wanted the tree back was all.
And then the children sing.
Hang on, was that tiny tree in the boss room the super happy tree?
Or something like that.
It was so small. How could that possibly feed all the Yoshis? Oh well.
Anyway, so I haven't done any for the last few ones, but my final score is 10,598 hearty hearts.
For the page 6, the final level, I got 1,890 points for a total of 10,906 points for my whole gameplay.
And then the beautiful credits music, please.
And the game's over. And the game just ends.
Aw, look, the white Yoshi I found is in the end of my story. Oh, that's so cute.
The credits roll, and then for me, you couldn't do anything. The game just was stuck there. Couldn't continue, couldn't select anything else, just end of the credits.
Oh, and it says happy end to close out the book.
All right. This is fine with me.
And we did it.
You get the super happy tree back.
We got the tree back.
You rescue all of the other Yoshis.
We evicted Baby Bowser from his own castle, and we saved the Yoshis.
And you get a happy ending.
And now we can go back to the menu and go through all the pages and do the levels that we haven't done before, if we wanted, which we don't.
There is no reason for anyone to play this game, ever.
I had fun. Not a bad little game.
And so the adventure began. The Yoshis set out to find the super happy tree. Poochie the dog helped out. Not even the elephants could stop the Yoshis. So far, so good. If they could stay happy, the tree would be saved. As they continued to look for happiness, the Yoshis got lost in a dark cave. Inside lived Bone Dragon. If the Yoshis stayed, they'd surely be eaten. They escaped, of course. No Yoshi wants to become lunch for a dragon. As the Yoshis were walking, they found a trail of clouds that led to the sky. The Yoshis were afraid of falling, but they walked on the clouds anyway. Up in the sky, they met Cloud N, Candy, who was mean but tasted sweet. The Yoshis stumbled upon a hut.
They weren't invited, but in they went. Gavin was the owner of the house, and he didn't like uninvited guests. Gavin threw things at the Yoshis, and they were sorry for ever barging in. To go any further, the Yoshis had to brave the ocean. They jumped in. They liked to swim, but the jellyfish's sting spoiled their fun. So they swam to dry land. Now they were almost to the end of the book. The Yoshis finally got to the castle in the final page of the storybook. Behind all the noisy machines, baby Bowser guarded the tree. Bowser was a tough baby, but bad guys finished last. The Yoshis won! Now that the tree was safe and sound, the storybook was no longer bound. Yoshi's Island returned once more and became again the happiest shore. And the Yoshis lived happily ever after.
Well, I'm Jay, and this has been a bad time playing a bad N64 game.
I had fun. Not a bad little game.
It's not good.
I mean, did all right. It was a good one enough to do with the tiniest in the sling, keeping her asleep while having something to do. Oh, you got someone to chime in?
This game was nice, and it was easy, and it was really cute, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's all right. That's not really... There's too much about it in terms of how Yoshi moves that winds me up. I don't find it annoying in the end, I think.
It's just not good, and maybe that's why I don't hear people talking about Yoshi's Story for the Nintendo 64.
There's other platformers that I'd much prefer, you know? Oh, I can't think of any on the N64. I know, like, the N64 was the platformer console, but Christ, I can't actually think of any I particularly like on it. Yeah, maybe I'm the problem.
But it wasn't so riveting that I want to go back through all the other levels.
It's not good.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Yoshi's Story, I don't know. It's kind of like a nothing game. Like, there's a bunch of other levels I guess I didn't play. But that's because when I beat it, I was like, oh, that was all right, I guess.
I probably should go back and fight some of those bosses just to see what they were like, but, you know... Maybe not.
God damn, this game is stupid.
Heck, when did the next Yoshi's Story game come out? Let's Google it up. Oh, on the GameCube? So the very next console. Yoshi's Story 2 came out? Okay. Whatever.
I really hope that the others had some fun boss encounters, because I was pretty lacking in that department. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so Yoshi's Story, I did not have it in me to keep playing. It just felt so bad.
This game is just so chilled out and easy and fun. The controls are a little bit floaty, but the game is so easy to play, it's fine.
Then again, the Nintendo 64 is kind of like one of the worst systems of all time, so I suppose that makes sense.
I just really love food, and I can't possibly leave the snacks behind. Maybe that's why I loved Kirby so much.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really cute, charming things, and visual design's lovely, and the audio design's lovely, but actual gameplay, I think this is bad, which is, I don't know, generally, like, so far, I've liked them all. All the things that we played on this season that I've first joined in on. Well, no, actually, no. Donkey Kong. Yeah, Donkey Kong sucked.
Wait, this doesn't make sense.
But yeah, this might just not be for me. Oh, I can enter my name. Didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Oh, God, this is longer than I thought it would be.
Hey, I'm rambling.
Well, this is crazy long once more.
Sorry, editors. Appreciate you.
I'm truly sorry. I'll show myself the door. But before I go, a quick thank you for listening to our podcast and subscribing, too. This has been a really fun season, from Donkey Kong to Yoshi, and even Wild Guns within reason.
Looking forward to sinking my teeth into a longer play of a better game. And haven't heard the Patreon sneak peek for the NES nominations for next season? We have some good options ahead of us. So until then, don't waste your time playing N64 games that aren't GoldenEye or Ocarina of Time.
What's next? I think we're doing Mario Kart?
I've been Elise, and I'll catch yous all later for some Mario Kart bonus fun.
Dude, I'm gonna kick him on his ass in Mario Kart.
Where I will be a Dominator.
They don't stand a chance.
See you next season, where we'll play an NES classic guaranteed to be a better time.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
I'm swearing a lot for chatting about a kids game.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of Yoshis. When you die in the game, you get to pick a different Yoshi. When you die in real life, you're all done picking Yoshis, my friend. So avoid that as much as possible.